Watch this now. The shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Have you noticed that? The Bible was careful to make reference to the shadow of Peter. Let's remain standing for prayer. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name that you'll help us in these moments to say that which you have spoken to my heart about today. Help me to explain it. Help me, Lord, to bring out some things that hopefully will challenge all of us as you have challenged my heart today. We'll love you and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Or you can be seated if you would. And we're going to be preaching about casting a shadow. Casting a shadow. Now, I don't have to ask you this evening, do you have one? Because everybody in here has got one. Amen? But as I was walking this morning, like I said, I got to noticing that I had a shadow that was with me. It went everywhere I went, took every step I took, made every turn I turned. I mean, it's been with me all day long. Amen? And I got to looking at it, and I got to studying. In fact, there one time I got to thinking, surely I don't walk like that. Surely I don't move my head like that, because the shadow was projecting exactly what I was doing. And I thought, man, surely I don't act like that. I don't walk like that. I don't move like that. I don't move my head like that when I'm walking or whatever. But you know what? I found out a shadow don't lie. But here's some things, and I want you to just write them down. I've got a bunch of them. And these are things the Lord spoke to my heart about today, just simply meditating and thinking about a shadow, casting a shadow. Everybody in here ought to be interested in that. You ought to be interested in what kind of a shadow you are casting. Now, when you're talking about your shadow, you're talking about your influence. You're talking about an influence, a testimony that's coming from your life. And is being cast upon the ground or being cast upon others around you. And so we're just going to give you some things about the spiritual applications about a shadow tonight. And I trust God will speak to us with it. Amen. And by the way, you ought to ask yourself tonight, what kind of shadow are you casting? What kind of a shadow? It's not a question, are you casting a shadow, but rather what kind? All right? So number one, we're just going to go down through here, numbering them and naming them and deal with them as the Lord will help us tonight. First thing the Lord spoke my heart about is that everybody has been influenced by somebody's shadow in your life. Got to get a witness right there. Everybody in here has been influenced by somebody's shadow. Amen. Thank God for the godly people that you and I have had to come in our life. Amen. Don't take that for granted, whether it's a mama, a daddy, a grandmother, grandfather, or an aunt, uncle, somebody in your life. May not even be a relative. It may have been a neighbor, may have been just a friend, but it was a godly influence in your life. And as they walked by, as you walked by them, their shadow was cast upon your life. Amen. And had an influence upon your life. And I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Number two, and I'll tell you, we've got several, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on each one of them, and that's unusual for me. But number two, I noticed about meditating about a shadow is, a shadow does not benefit in any way the one making or casting the shadow. What about that now? That's why a lot of people may not be interested in casting a shadow, is it don't do nothing for them. It don't benefit them, amen? The whole deal in casting a shadow is for something else or somebody else. Amen? It's not for you. Amen? Your shadow comes from you, but it is never upon you. Your shadow never comes upon yourself. Well, that's good, ain't it? I thought it's good anyway. A shadow does not benefit the one making it. Your shadow can only benefit others. What kind of shadow are you casting upon others? Amen. Everybody has a shadow. Shadows are global. Boy, isn't that deep. Shadows, people in China have got a shadow. People in Germany's got a shadow. You can go to the dark jungles of Africa or some third world country and they've got a shadow. Amen? Everybody has got a shadow and everybody needs somebody that's got a shadow. Amen? So I'm just simply pointing out number two, a shadow does not benefit in any way the one making the shadow or casting the shadow. Number three, now some of these may get a little sticky, a little tricky, amen? Might get a little hot in the kitchen on some of them. Number three, I noticed this, there's only two requirements for a shadow to be made or for a shadow to be cast. Two, not three, not four, just simply two. What are they? The first one is you got to have light. You can't have shadow without a light. You got to have light. So that's the first one. And of course, we know the scriptures is light. The Bible said, the very entrance of thy word giveth light. Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And there's other scriptures that shows the word of God to be light. The Spirit of God is also called the Spirit of Light. The Spirit of Light. So the Spirit of God along with the Scriptures are light. The Sovereign is called light. 1 John chapter 1, God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. You've got to have light before you can have a shadow. But did you know you can have light and still not have a shadow? The second requirement upon that point there, the second requirement of casting a shadow is not only you must have light, but number two, you've got to be in it. Amen. If you're not in the light, no matter how big the sun is, how powerful the sun is, will not cast a shadow in your life or from your life unless you're in it. Amen. Walking in the light, the Bible talks about. Walking in the light. Why? We are children of the light. Amen? And so there's the two requirements. Are you in the light? Are you walking in obedience to this word? Does this book right here and the shadow that it projects in your life, does it cause you to submit yourself to the word of God? Amen? If you're not walking in obedience to this, you're not walking in the light. Amen? Amen, that's right. If you're not allowing the Spirit of God to lead you and guide you in your life and influence you in your life, then there's not going to be much light in your life. And without light, you can't have a shadow unless you're in that light. Okay? Number four, no matter which direction, I found this, seen this morning, no matter which direction you're walking or traveling or going in, it doesn't matter if it's forward, backwards, left, or right, you're casting a shadow all the time. It doesn't matter if you're going north, south, east, or west, you're casting a shadow upon other people. Amen, that's right. And I thought about that as I meditated on that. You know why that's so? Because it doesn't matter if you're going north, south, east, or west, there's people that need your shadow. It doesn't matter if you're going forward, backwards, to the right, to the left. There's people around you at any given time that needs the shadow cast upon their life from your life. Amen. So I thought that was pretty good myself. Amen. Number five, your shadow points out where the sun is. Oh boy. Everybody really knows in what direction the sun, the S-U-N, is. Of course, that's representative of the S-O-N. But everybody can tell, and we've all done that. You don't have to look up to see where the sun is. Just look at an object and the direction of the shadow and the sun, you can find out where the sun's at. Amen. That's true with the S-O-N too, isn't it? Isn't that true? That's true with S-O-N. People ought to be able to look at your life and know a lot about where Jesus is and what Jesus is up to. Amen? That's right. Oh, yeah. When you see the shadow, Brother Scott, when you see the shadow that's made by the the S-U-N, you know what? It causes you to look up to see where it's at. The S-O-N, casting a shadow in your life and through your life and from your life, guess what it causes people to do? It causes people to look up. That's where the S-O-N's at, amen? So I like that, and that's true anywhere you go, your life ought to cast a shadow which points out and draws attention to the light. Everybody writing these down? Everybody getting them? Number six, You don't hear me preach this fast too much, I promise you that. But number six, no matter how big or powerful the sun is, you will not be casting a shadow unless you are in the light of it. Now, I know that's simple, and we almost covered that on another point. But you think about the influence of Jesus. You think about how big Jesus is. And by the way, this Bible projects Jesus to be big. Amen. There's none bigger, none greater, right? And no matter how much light he is, and he is the light of the world. When he was here, he said, I'm the light of the world. Of course, when he left, he said to us, we, at God's people, we're the light of the world. But no matter how big the S-U-N is, no matter how big the S-O-N is, and the light that comes from them, unless you're in that light, and that's where most people are struggling, is to be in the light, walk in the light, live in the light. Let the light of the S-O-N influence your life. Again, I ask you, what kind of shadow are you casting? What kind of a shadow are you casting on the people in your home, listen, your neighbors? Miss Wanda's back there on the back. I must not be casting too much of a shadow. My wife and her both on the back row. No, I'm just kidding. But our neighbors, people in the community, and what kind of a shadow are we casting upon our church family? What kind of a shadow are you casting upon your Sunday school class? Amen. That's right. And you could take that at the workplace, the school classroom. You could take that in every area of your life and ask yourself, what kind of shadow are you casting? All right, number seven, your shadow, now this is simple. This is so simple that we'll miss it if we're not careful. But I seen it as I was walking this morning. Your shadow starts where you are. What about that? That's deep, ain't it, Brother Fultz? Your shadow starts where you are, then extends outward. That's right. Your shadow comes off of you. Your shadow really is you being projected outward. That's right. Your shadow comes off of you, not off of what you have, not off of others around you. Your shadow does not come from what kind of money you got in the bank, if any. Your shadow comes off of your person, and your shadow comes off of your practice. Amen, that's right. So your shadow starts where you are. If you're not casting a shadow where you are, what makes you think you'll cast a shadow wherever else you might be? But the truth is, you're casting a shadow everywhere that you are. That's right. Oh, yes. Some might think that if I was a majestic mountain, I'd cast a good shadow. If I was that big, or if I was a cluster of clouds, I could cast a good shadow. No, God uses the mountains to do that. God uses the clouds to do that. But I want to tell you, God wants to use you. God wants to use you. Amen. Little old me, God wants to use me. I mean, it didn't make news today with me looking at my shadow on the ground. People probably, if they'd heard me, Brother Frankie, they'd have thought, man, that preacher's nuts. He's talking to himself, you know, as he's going down the road. But your shadow starts where you are and then extends outward. Number eight, your shadow is, well, I just said it, your shadow is you personally in silhouette form. I'm going to comment on that. A shadow really is your image cast upon the ground or cast outward. You think about that. Your image, which is your testimony, is being projected outward in that term of a shadow. So your shadow is personally you. In silhouette form, okay? Your shadow, I just wrote some of these things down. Your shadow doesn't give many details. Well, this got good to me. This got big to me. Your shadow does not give many details that are important to you. Your shadow doesn't tell what color eyes that you have. Your shadow does not tell what color hair you have, or if it's parted, or you know, or what color your hair is. Your shadow doesn't tell, you know, if you're wearing name brand clothes or not. That's why a lot of people don't want to think about their shadow, is because things that's big to them and important to them, they, I don't want to project something that doesn't show my details. But anyway, that's good, I thought. Amen. Your shadow is you in silhouette form, okay? And of course, under that, it doesn't project a silhouette. You know, basically, it's just an outline. It doesn't give details. Amen? So your shadow, I'm trying to say, your shadow will not draw attention to you. Nobody will look at your shadow and comment how you look. Nobody will look at your shadow and comment about, you know, these things that are big to you. But it'll draw attention to the light. That's the whole purpose. Okay? Number 10, your shadow tells if you're moving or standing still. Wow. If you want to know anything about me, or I want to know anything about you, I can tell a lot by looking at your shadow. If you're moving, if you're standing still, what direction you're going in, what you're doing, because here's why. When you move, your shadow moves. Every step you take, your shadow does the same. You move your hand, your shadow does the same. Nod your head, your shadow does the same. What kind of a message is coming to those around you from your shadow? Are you listening? There was something about Peter's shadow that got people's attention, and they thought, man, we just need, if we can just get some people into the shadow of Peter, God will do something for them. Do we have a shadow like that? Are we casting a shadow where people can have confidence, where they say, you know what? If I can just get near them, if I can just get close to them, if I can get that person praying for me, if I can get under the influence of that person, or do they have the attitude, oh, I don't want to get around that person? But anyway, your shadow tells if you're moving or standing still. Y'all keeping up? What number is this? Number 11. I thought that's what Brother Ivan said. I don't know. I know you go home tonight, you say, Lord, have mercy. Preacher preached 11 points, but that's not all of them. Everybody listen to this one? This one's good. Your shadow works silently. Your shadow says nothing. Let me correct that. Your shadow says nothing verbally, but it says a lot visually. Amen. Preach on, Preacher Rack. That's good preaching. Amen. So a shadow works silently. Amen. I like that. Listen, let me ask you this. What kind of visual voice is coming out of your life? Amen. I told you when you move your shadow moves, every step you take, your shadow. What kind of a message is coming out of that to other people around you? All right, number 12. Number 12. Your shadow is automatic and constant. I didn't get this out of a book. The Lord gave it to me. Just meditating on it. In other words, you can't turn it on and you can't turn it off. Your shadow will never ask for permission. It's there. Shadows are instantly detectable as soon as a part of you starts entering into the light, and immediately there's a shadow. There the shadow begins. Number 13, your shadow can't lie. I've already mentioned that, I think. Your shadow cannot lie. I thought about that today as I was walking Brother Carol, and I thought, surely I don't move like that. I mean, it looked like a robot coming up that hill. My head doing, I thought, surely I don't do my head. But now, that's a thought to come in my mind. Shadow don't lie. What people see is coming projecting from your life is the truth. If you want to change your shadow, you got to change the object that makes the shadow. Hello. That's right. I needed to add that one another point. All right, let me deal with this real quickly. We're still counting. Where are we at? Number 13? This will be number 14. I didn't lost place, so you'll have to just write these down. Number 14, you get this now. This is good. I'm telling you, it fed my soul. Darkness is an enemy of a shadow. Amen. Just as it takes light and you being in that light to cast a shadow, darkness hides and conceals your shadow. Amen. That's right. That's why a lot of people prefer that versus the light. It hides their shadow. But a shadow that's hidden will never influence another person. Amen. Darkness is the enemy of you casting a shadow upon other people. I just simply put, no light, no shadow. Little light, little shadow. A lot of light, a big shadow. The closer, this is good. The closer to the light you are, the bigger your shadow will be. What about that? You say, preacher, I'm not big enough to cast a shadow. Get close to the light. Get close to the light and you can block it out. The world, our earth, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of times smaller than our sun. But as you can tell outside right now, it's already, the light is fading. How many notices that? You say, y'all been watching that. The light is fading. And it will continue to fade until it is dark. Is it because the sun quit shining? Well, I know we say the sun went down. The sun don't go down. What happened is, Brother Scott, what is many, many, many times smaller than the sun got and between you and it and blocked it out. That's what brings darkness. That's what brings darkness in my life and yours, is when you allow things in your life to get between you and the Lord. Let me give you this. You've heard this example. I don't have any change with me. If I had a dime as small as a dime is, you could go outside when the sun is at high noon, brightest as it can be. Even though that dime is not cannot even be calculated in comparison to the sun. But if you take that little small dime and hold it out here, you can't even, and I'm talking about toward the sun, you can't even see the dime because the light overwhelms it. But bring that little small object toward your eye. As small as a dime is, if it gets close enough to your vision, it will block out the sun in that you can't see around it. How many of us have done that besides me? Let small objects, small problems, small issues. You say it wasn't small. Well, it probably was compared to the sun. But we allowed it to get so close to us and to our vision that it blocked our vision to where that's all we could see was that issue. That's all we could see was that problem. Amen. That's right. In fact, the truth is that dime, I'm just preaching on it. That dime, as small as it is, compared to the sun, as big as it is. The reason you can't see the sun when it gets close enough to you is actually your vision is in the shadow of that dime. That sun is shining on the dime, and the dime is shining on the dime is blocking the rays of the sun into your vision. So we know that darkness is an enemy to your shadow being cast. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Why? Because darkness has a negative effect upon your casting of a shadow. Of course, is it 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that gives the what fellowship hath light with darkness? Amen. God's telling us right there to not have any fellowship with darkness, and that's in practice. Amen. But why? Because it affects us. Amen. That's right. When you're not what you're supposed to be in the light, then a lot of times a path of darkness is chosen. John, I believe it's chapter number 3, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So I just simply say the darkness is an enemy of your shadow. Another thing is an enemy of your shadow is distance. And I've already talked about that. The closer you are to the light, the bigger your shadow is. The closer to the light, the farther out your shadow is projected. That's two good points right there. The closer you are to the light, the bigger your shadow is, and the further out your shadow goes. The further out it goes, the bigger it gets. What about that? I don't know if we're getting much out of this or not, but it helps me. I've spent several hours meditating on it. Distance and darkness. Here's you another one. I just used the word deterrent. D-E-T-E-R-R-E-N-T. Deterrent, which is an obstruction. Something that obstructs your shadow from being cast. What is that? Shadow of other things. My shadow, Brother Scott, can be affected negatively when I allow the shadow of other things to be casting that shadow over me. Amen? Jonah did that in chapter 4. Jonah did that in chapter number 4, I believe it was, in verse number 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city and there made a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would happen or become of the city. His shadow was not being projected because he had made something and it was casting a shadow upon him. Boy, now listen, that an obstruction will mess your shadow up. Allowing the shadow of other things and even other people that's got bad influence can cast a bad shadow upon you and mess yours up. Oh yeah, I thought that was good myself. Here's you another one. This is the last one. Casting a shadow does not require you to be a certain age. Casting a shadow does not require you to be a certain size. Casting a shadow does not require a certain status on your part. Far as popularity or riches or possessions, everybody from the smallest to the tallest, poorest to the richest, of those that are saved has a shadow. Amen. That gives hope for me, praise the Lord. And none of these things are to be a deterrent to our shadow being cast. Amen. How many people say if I was older, I'd cast a shadow? Or if I was somebody else, I would cast a shadow. If I was somewhere else, I would cast a shadow. No, your shadow is where you are. And God wants to use that in your life to cast a shadow upon other people. Because other people need your influence. Amen? Again, I ask you, what kind of shadow are you casting? You're casting a shadow on everybody around you. Amen. As a daddy, Blake today is 28 years old. I can't believe that. That's depressing. Amen. I'm still feeding him. He's eating us out of house and home. But I'm to cast a shadow on him. And I can do so negatively. I can do that in a bad way which would turn him off, turn him away from the things of God. Are you listening? And we've all seen people do that. We've all seen people do that very thing right there. Amen. And can I say to myself and to all of us here tonight, we all have that potential. We all have that potential of casting a bad light or a bad shadow upon other people and cause them to lose confidence. Those people in our text verse had confidence in Peter to talk about his shadow. And just as that is true, it could also be said that if you cast a bad shadow, that people would lose confidence. That people would lose confidence. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a stumbling block. Do you? Paul, the Apostle Paul, he always had a fear and a rejection about being a stumbling block to other people. I'd hate to get at the white throne judgment and somebody that my shadow has been around their life, but they never got saved. And point out to me, I don't know that that would happen, but Brother Webb, point out to me and say, you was a Christian? You didn't tell me? You didn't, the way you acted on the job or the way you acted in the neighborhood or the way you acted in town or whatever, I heard you say this, I saw you do that, whatever. Why didn't you cast a good shadow upon me? Amen? I'm not creating the light for the shadow. That light's already existing. Jesus Christ is that light. This Bible is that light. The Holy Spirit is that light. And God says that we are children of light. God says we are the children of light. Amen? And we're to walk in that light. Walk in that, 1 John 1:7, walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. What kind of a shadow are you casting? And I mentioned it coming through all of that. I mentioned it not necessarily as a point, but on one of the points, or it might have been a little extra, that if you want to change the shadow, you've got to change the object. Are you listening? Now I go out there in the morning, walk down the road, run down the road, whatever. Guess what? Identical to this morning, every time. Why? Because the object that's making the shadow is the same. Amen? Your shadow is uniquely yours. Nobody else can cast a shadow like you can. Amen. So ask yourself the question tonight, what kind of shadow am I casting upon other people? Secondly, is it causing them to want what I've got? Does anybody have confidence in me or in you to where they think, if I can just get close to them, if I can get in their presence, I can find out what I need to know about God? What kind of shadow are you casting? Let's pray. Father, I come in Jesus' name, Lord, to the throne of grace. And Lord, you spoke to my heart about this today, personally spoke to my heart about it. Lord, as I began to think on it and meditate on it, and you helped me with that, Lord, to make that personal, Lord, even in my own life. And that, Lord, it doesn't matter if I've been saved 3 days or 35 years. It doesn't matter. I'm still doing the same thing today that I did the first day that I got saved, and that was to cast a shadow upon other people. Lord, what can people learn about you from my shadow? Lord, what can people learn about me from my shadow? Lord, is my shadow drawing attention to the light? Lord, am I comfortable, Lord, with just walking around in the dim edges to where there's not much of a shadow going from my life? Lord, I want to have my shadow. I want it to be right. I want it to draw attention to you. And Lord, I want, dear Father, every young person that comes, Lord, within the shadow of my influence, dear God, I want, dear Lord, to cast a shadow upon them. Lord, may every daddy and every mother in this place want to cast a good, godly, spiritual shadow upon their children. Because if they don't do that, the world will be sure to cast some bad influences, the shadow of bad influences upon their life. I guess really wouldn't be a shadow, just basically be pure darkness. Just the absence of light. And Lord, I pray, dear God, that your will be done, Lord. May RBT, I know we've said this personally, and it is true, but Lord, this church has got a shadow. Lord, may this church project a godly, scriptural, righteous shadow upon those around it. And those that would come inside these doors, those that would come under the influence of the people and membership of this church, Lord, may we as a church family and a church body be casting a light that would be honorable to you. And Lord, I want to thank you today for the fact that, Lord, that we support missionaries around here. Because in so doing, we're sending missionaries with their shadow, their gospel shadow, their spiritual shadow. We're sending that to other countries and other places. And Lord, I want to thank you for that. Because the shadow in another country is the same thing as a shadow in this country. It does the same thing. And Lord, I pray that God, you would help me to meditate upon this and think about it even more and ask myself daily what kind of a shadow is coming out of my life and from my life. Lord, my shadow shows where I am. Lord, may that get big to us. Lord, our shadow today shows where we are. Lord, we are not where our shadow is not. We are where our shadow is. And dear Lord, I pray that we will look, personally, we will look at our shadow and learn from it and study it and evaluate it, and may our own shadow preach to us about changes that need to be made, or how we're acting, or how we're moving, or how we're responding. Lord, help us to just learn from even our own shadow, because our shadow don't lie. May your will be done now, and we'll give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray.